So Anchang has almost said everything, so I will be brief. I think I will just make a survey of the 5 years doing that research on the Book of Rights. We started at first by having an idea. Just the idea was to study the process of making the making of a classic. So the canonization of the text, how the that process went on. And we decided to analyze that process through a careful reading of the of some text and with their commentaries of the Han dynasty, of mainly Zhang Xuan, and of the Tang dynasty with the commentary of Kong Yingda in his Zhang Yi. So, and we started to, by confronting those the text itself and the commentaries to scope the distortion between the interpretation of the text and the what we can call with very carefully the original text. So we started with the first text, the Tangong, which is a very long chapter. And of course, we couldn't have the time to go through the text and even through half of the text and not even a quarter of the text. But, and that was the same for the whole, the other text we studied during those 5 years. But still, for the first text, for the Tangong text, which is made of various anecdotes, where Confucius plays a significant role, we remarked some aspects, and we can say that we can look at that text in a kind of a casuistry of ritual. So that text is not exactly on the ritual, but the way you accommodate rituals with situation. And it was quite interesting to look at the text in this way, because most of the time we don't have any canon for ritual conduct. So we still have the accommodation with the ritual, but not so. It's not so clear that we have a general rule. So we have to deal, when we deal with the rituals, with something that is maybe missing, or something that maybe didn't even exist. So that was quite interesting to study that aspect. And we also noticed by reading that text, the Tangong text, that there are a lot of other texts very similar in the Confucian tradition. For example, the Kongzi Jiayu have some texts, so the sayings of the in the family of Confucius. Those texts, some texts in that books are quite similar to the text of the Tangong text, but they are set in a different context. So we have in the Li Ji a ritual context that is very clear, and in the Kongzi Jiayu maybe a different context, just like a moral context or something like more closer to the relationship between the master and the disciples. So we have maybe same stories put and written in different contexts. And that was quite interesting to notice that, and also to remark that some the ritualization of those anecdotes were mostly made on the, what we can call a theatrical basis. So we have a scene that is constructed. We have a performance that is done with a kind of a speech that has to be said. Then also you have a costume, so that's very close to theater. And what we realized by reading that text, and that what we also acknowledged in the second text we studied, in the G text, the meaning of a sacrifice, seminar that was led as Anne Aschang by Béatrice Laridon, is that The idea of the ritual in the text itself is supposed to be a kind of something that which is not definitely fixed. It's just ephemeral. And most of the commentaries intend to say that ritual should be made in a very clear, precise context. In, for example, we noticed that there are, in the Liti text, mention of the construction of a ritual area for a definite purpose. And in the commentaries, we just have the idea that there is a building in which the ritual should take place, which is quite different. So it also allows to see some differences between the original text and the way the commentators look at it. And also in the GE text, in the sacrifice of the meaning of sacrifice, we have also noticed that one of the main themes were the question of feelings and emotions. And most of the time it is said that the ritual is made to control emotions. And what we have seen is that emotions are not only controlled, but put to the utmost in the ritual practice. So it's not only a way to control emotions, but it's also a way to express truly emotions to their maximum, which is quite different from what we can say, from what we say ordinarily to on the rites. And then the three last texts we studied, the Zhuxing, the conduct of the Zhu conduct, the Ziyi, and the last one was the Biaoji, so the model of conduct of the gnomon of conduct, were texts which were supposed to be more philosophical in a way, and which had also several questions which are quite interesting to study. First of all, the question of foundation of ritual. Is Yao Xingzhong will speak about that later in the morning. But in some texts, there's no need to have a foundation of the ritual. Ritual is quite in some of those texts, especially in the text ascribed to the Zisi tradition, are very simply understood. Just do it. By doing it, ritual founds its own foundation. So that's also a very interesting way to insist on the performance in ritual, and maybe to get rid of that idea of we should found a foundation for the actual practice of ritual. So that was quite interesting to see, and it should be confronted with other texts in the Liti, which clearly need a foundation. And for me and for us, it means probably that there are different layers in the Liti, and as you start to find a foundation for ritual, it already means that you're not living in a ritual society anymore, and that you're living in a decaying society, maybe. This is a very interesting question, so even because we find that in the Mencius too. Mencius urges a need to found the moral practice. And we can't find that in Confucius. There's no foundation of the moral practice. It's just do-it-yourself explanation of the moral practice. And you start to reflect on the actual foundation of moral and also of ritual when you're confronted with other traditions that are based on laws, for example, or on different conceptions of the world. So I won't be too late, because I already passed my time. But as a conclusion, I should say that, we raised a lot of questions in those seminars, and most of those questions were left unsolved. And we are looking forward here to find with all the participants of this conference to have some clue about what we plainly studied for 5 years without having any definite response. Thank you.